I'll start again. Good morning to everyone. I want to wish a hearty Mazel Tov to Bruce on the wedding of his daughter this evening. Be'ezrat Hashem b'sha'ah tova. They should build a beautiful home together and continue the traditions of the Markowitz home, and God willing, add their own taste to it.
Amen.
Pardon?
Should we go from being a Miss Markowitz to...
Don't get your hopes up. Not everyone changes their names today. Gentlemen, last week, as you know, I let off steam, and I'm going to continue this week. As I said, someone stole my source sheets, put it in his name, put it in an article with my typos and everything. It's an absolute robbery. And we said last week that if someone steals source sheets, which is not your original thoughts, it's just source sheets that make it easier for him or her, then either you're a ganav, or... you're a ganav, but we can't mevaze you. That's basically the two points of view. And we saw that there is one point of view called the Shach. The Shach says that indeed you can steal Torah. So outside of the Shach, everyone says it's usser. Either it's totally usser, or you're a ganav, but we don't mevaze you because Baruch Hashem, you didn't steal jewelry, you stole Torah. This week, I'd like to continue and talk about stealing someone's original thoughts. Say someone wrote an article. Say someone wrote something in the newspaper, you take it, change the name, and print it in your own name. Happens all the time. There's no problem. I don't want to talk about plagiarism in secular law, in Israeli law. I want to talk about plagiarism in Jewish law. Is there such a thing? Because quite frankly, if you look at the top of the source sheet, the Gemara says in Mitzechet Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ted Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oveh Kochavim, an idol worshiper, Shol Sek Batorah Chayav Mita. So an idol worshiper that goes ahead and learns Torah is a criminal crime. It's not only a criminal crime, it is
Misa.
It is death. Shene'emar, Tova, Torah, Tziva, Lanu, Moshe, Morosha. Morosha means inheritance. Lanu, Morosha, Velolahem. God gave you the Torah and not them. So the Gemara says, "V'leich shev gabi sheva mitzvot," but they're obligated in seven Noachide commandments. The Gemara says, "Manda amar Rasha migaga gazile." What's the prohibition upon a non-Jew to steal? One of the seven Noachide commandments is stealing. So just to finish the thought, this Gemara assumes that you can steal Torah. The Jewish people got the Torah. The non-Jew takes it from the Jewish person and learns it. It's stealing.
Why?
I have a question.
Don't ask why. I didn't write the Torah.
What?
I didn't write the Torah. Are you asking me why? Was I on the editorial board?
It's the Rabbanim that did it, not the Torah.
Excuse me, Yitz. There's an oral Torah and there's a written Torah. The oral Torah has a few components to it. Some were given to Moshe at Sinai, just like the written Torah. They're the Oraisa. Some are halacha l'Moshe mi-Sinai, and some, yes, the rabbis made up. Now, all of the above we have to keep, whether it's the Oraisa or the Rabbanan. So, from our perspective, it makes no difference. We're all Orthodox Jews, we hold by all of them. Yes, Harold.
What about a guy who wants to become a ger?
Absolutely a good question, not the topic today. I'll just say on one leg, he absolutely can learn Torah because he's not an Oved Kochavim that's trying to, so to speak, distort the Torah, but rather he wants to learn the Torah to become a full-fledged Jew. Yes?
The concept of Oved Kochavim, does that include today's Christians and
good
Muslims?
Question. Excellent question, not the topic today. But indeed, the Gemara says Oved Kochavim, idol worshiper, literally the one that worships the stars, maybe doesn't apply to Christians and to Muslims. Could very easily. But from our perspective, we see that there's a precedent in the Gemara that ultimately says that if and when you take something that belongs to someone else, namely Torah, it's gzela. So there is a concept, and we quoted it last week. But is there a concept in Jewish law in which someone writes an article on a Torah topic? Again, it's not your Torah. God gave it to all the Jewish people. You happen to put it out. You happen to make it available. You happen to make it legible, or to be more precise, coherent. Is there a concept of stealing Torah? So, for example, we said last week, Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva that's 20 pages long, and you take the tshuva, you put it on a Word document, and you cut and you cut and you cut and you put three dots and you get the punchline, you put it in bold, and someone can look at it and say, I know what Rav Avadya says. as opposed to reading 20 pages. And then someone takes it and puts it in an article with your typos. It's that stealing. After all, the Torah was given to all the Jewish people. So all I'm doing is making it easier. Mashallah maha davar domeh. No one in their right mind would say that if I came into shul and the chairs were on top of the table, and I put down a chair, because they cleaned the floor, they put the chairs on top of the table, I put down the chair, and someone sat in it. Would someone say, you're a robber? I put it out for me, and you take another chair. So the Torah was given to all the Jewish people. Is there such a concept of robbery? So I wrote an article, I made it legible and coherent, and someone takes it, word for word, letter for letter, and puts it in his name. He even uses my jokes. So I'm now giving a shiur, and I'm going to say a good joke in the middle of this class, and he's going to give a shiur and say exactly the same joke. Is he a robber, a stealer, a murderer? Or is he a wonderful, good Jew? Instead of you, Yehoshua, teaching the people around this table with the cake in the middle, he's going to now teach another table, perhaps with berekas in the middle. And now, instead of teaching 10 people, you're teaching 20 people. Is that such a terrible thing? So let's see. There is one point of view that says it's robbery. And there's another point of view in Chazal that says it's not robbery, it's just a bad thing. Let's see. Yeah.
Could it come out after the fact that people say, you know, we heard the exact same joke but from a, and that person, you know, this information I actually got from Rabbi Grunstein, and I neglected to say that.
That's absolutely 100% fine. Everyone forgets. What do you think? All the Torah I teach is original. Sometimes I also, all the Torah I got was from other people. But if I remember who it is, and I distinctly, to be more precise, on purpose, don't say, I got it from X. Let's see what the Torah says. So there's a Sifri. Everybody know what the Sifri is, or am I talking Chinese? Okay. Now, as Rav Soloveitchik once said, Rav Soloveitchik came into YU on Monday. He had to take an early train. He couldn't, he missed Minyan because he had to take an early train. And after Shir at 3 o'clock, when they were about to daven Mincha, he said, who missed Torah reading today? Which means, who didn't go to Minyan this morning? Who do you think raised their hands? No one. Dilcho, zilch. Then he said, don't be embarrassed. I heard this on tape. Don't be embarrassed. He got 10 hands. Well, gentlemen, have you heard of the Sifri? This is a shir. Torahi ulelamda ani tzarich. The Sifri is not the medrash with the stories that you say on the Friday night table to wake up your kids that are falling asleep. That's a midrash agada. This is a midrash halacha. This is the Tanaic source. That's not in the Gemara. It's in a medrash called the Sifri. The Sifri is on Sefer Bamidbar and Devarim. We're quoting from Devarim, and it says, "Minayim lemachlif divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'divrei Rabbi Eliezer v'lomar al tamei tahor v'al tahor tamei shehu over b'lo taseh." So let's say Markowitz says you can take a shower on Yontif. Grunstein says you can't take a shower on Yontif. I come and I give a shir and I say, Grunstein said you can take a shower on Yontif, and Markowitz said no. So I'm basically saying the points of view, I'm just switching the names. So, from our perspective, a guy takes an article and says, I came up with a chiddush, A, B, and C. He didn't come up with the chiddush, someone else did. Does it make a difference? He's saying the halacha. The Gemara says, the Sifri says, Tamud Lomar, lo tasig vul reacha. Everyone heard of Hasagat Gvul? Okay, I'll say it in English. Hasagas Gvul. You know, you have a kosher pizza store, and next to it, a guy opens up a kosher pizza store, and he takes him to Adin Torah Hasagas Gvul. Yeah? Okay, Harold has the book in front of him. He'll show. There was once a pizza store in the five towns. One. Then another one opened up. Don't you think someone said Hasagas Gvul? It wasn't in the same place. One was over there, one was over there. Hasagas Gvul. Gemara says Hasagas Gvul. God gave... The Pashup Shad of Hasagas Gvul is not what I just said. It means that God gave you an inheritance in the land of Israel. Here it is, this square. And someone comes and encroaches on your square. That's Hasagas Gvul, says this Sifri. Same thing is true with regard to Torah learning. If Rabbi Eliezer said something and you attribute it to Rabbi Yehoshua, you're doing Hasagas Gvul. It belongs to Rabbi Eliezer. He made the Chiddush. He said it. He said it with the jokes or without the jokes. It's his. You have to say it in his name. And it's a lo ta'aseh. What's a lo ta'aseh?
You can't do it.
You can't do it. It's true, but let's go a bit, let's make it more spicy. It's the oraisa kanireh, because lo ta'aseh. Over below ta'aseh. Continuing the Midrash Tanchuma, just in case you thought I made it up.
Over and say, isn't that truly somebody else?
So here it's a lo ta'aseh. Now we get to the next lo ta'aseh. This is Midrash Tanchuma. If you read it, you will go ballistic. Al tigzol dal ki dal hu. Do not steal from a poor person because he is poor. So not only are you're stealing from a poor person. Says the Midrash Tanchuma in Bamidbar. Amar Rabbi Cheska v'Rabbi Yemer ba'arba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. You see, I'm attributing it to the right name. I put it all in. All these rabbis said. And why do you think all these rabbis' names are in the Midrash Tanchuma? No, wait. Exactly, continue. Whoever doesn't say something in someone's name is stealing the poor person. A poor person sat in a little winkle in the Geffen Shul in Efrat and said a Chiddush, and he put it on YU Torah. Two people listen to it. One of the two people takes it. This poor person, he talked to five people. Two more people looking on the internet. Seven people altogether. Okay, if his ears are open, the guy who gave the shear, eight people. And he gave a shear, and then this guy takes it. The Midrash Tanchuma says he's violating the prohibition of don't steal from a poor person. Why is he a poor person? He maybe has a lot of money in the bank. He's a poor person because he's teaching a few people. A big Rosh Yeshiva teaching 300 people is now stealing from a poor person. You always have to say it in the name of the person that said it. Even if he's 3 degrees removed. Namely, I heard it from this guy, I heard it from this guy. As we just saw here, Amar Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Yehuda bar Abba, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. You got to say it. Sheshanu Rabboteinu, our rabbi said. Here it's already maybe not biblical, but maybe rabbinic. Mikubal ani merab Meshaya shekibel mipni askinim alach al Moshe Mesinai. Ooh, alach al Moshe Mesinai already puts it up too.
The
oraisa alach al Moshe Mesinai. Tefillin straps have to be black. Alach al Moshe Mesinai pre eight sadar means Esro. Umishinam odavar b'shem amru alav katuv omer al tigzol dal vechala omer davar b'shem amru mevigeul ala olam. So if you don't say it in his name, you're violating the prohibition of don't steal from a poor person. And if you say it in someone's name, you're going to bring redemption to the world. And the Gemara, this Medrash Tanchuma says, don't think this is a spicy drasha that a rabbi made up Shabbos morning between Shlishi and Revi'i, like many rabbis do, or during Chazarat Hashat when he's sitting there bored, or during Kedusha when the Chazan decides to let it out. No, this is not made up. I'll show you and I'll prove to you that when you say something in someone's name, you're going to bring redemption to the world. What does the Medrash say? We got an answer. Megillas Esther, at the end of the second chapter, Biktan v'teresh want to kill Achashverosh. Mordechai overhears. He tells Esther, Esther, my darling, please tell your husband Achashverosh that someone wants to kill him. What does Esther do? Esther goes into the king and says, dear King Achashverosh, I hope you're well. You're not drinking too much. That's probably too much to ask of Achashverosh. All right, you're well. I just heard that Biktan v'teresh want to kill you, and the person that told me was Mordechai. As it says in the Pasuk in Megillas Esther, Vatomer Esther LaMelech b'shem Mordechai. And because of that, you all know what happened later in chapter Vav. That night, the king didn't sleep, he opened up the book, he found Mordechai's name, and the rest is history. So Geula came to the Jews, they weren't killed, just because of little Esther, who said something in the name of the person that said it. So if you say in the name of someone that said it, you bring redemption to the world. And if you don't, it's either a prohibition of hasagas gvul, or robbing a poor person, either lo tasig gvul reyacha, or al tigzol dal. Yeah.
Does it matter why she said it? In this case, they're going to ask, well, how do you know? And she says, well, I heard from an important minister, Mordechai. I mean, it's not that she...
Mordechai wasn't a minister.
He's there sitting at the gate.
He wasn't. He was sitting at the gate. He wasn't a minister. He was a Jew. What kind of important job?
The point here is that she's not telling Jover to probably not to give attribution. She's wanting
Bruce,
to get...
I hear you. I hear you. Bruce, the bottom line is the Medrash Tanchuma says the very fact that she said it in his name brought Geula to the world. That should be good enough for us to say it in someone's name. What does it make a difference? So it shows you did your research. I said this last week. It doesn't degrade you in any which way. So therefore, the Magen Avraham, knowing the Sifri and the Tanchuma long before me, very simply says, in Orach Chaim Derech Agav, so you can't miss it, it's not in the parts of the Shulchan Aruch that no one learns, like Choshen Mishpat, it's in the part that most people learn because they got to know how to make brachas, how to make Kiddush. So in Orach Chaim, Simon Kuf Nun Vav, Seif Katan Bet, the Magen Avraham, middle of the Simon, I don't even understand the context, because I read the context, I don't see how it gets in there. He just says, Kol Shino Nomar Davar B'Shem Amor, Over Abolav. You say something in someone else, you don't say something in the name of the person that said it. Prohibition. Love. Torah prohibition.
So how come when we quote a pasuk in Torah, we don't say, Hashem who said it to Moshe,
excellent.
Wrote it.
Oh, we'll get to
how
this.
Come we're not going?
Oh, now, beautiful. Your first name again.
Arthur.
Arthur says, wait a minute. Are you telling me that every single time I quote a pasuk, I should say Moshe heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that said Lo Tigzol? We don't say that. We quote psukim like this and like that. Maybe we're all doing a prohibition every single time we give a shir. Good question, Arthur. Let's look at the left side of the page. I just quoted a Sifri and a Tanchuma. Now, if this really was a prohibition, etc., like the Magen Avraham says, it should have been in the Gemara, in my opinion. When you look in the Gemara, both in Yevamos Tzadik Vav and Tzadik Zayin, and Bechoros Lamed Aleph Amud Bet, you will see an interesting story. One is about Rabbi Yochanan, and the story in Bechoros is about Rav Sheshet. And I'll say it outside, and this is what happened. They had a hard question. Rabbi Yochanan gave the answer. Rabbi Lazar heard the answer, went to the Beis Medrash and said, I have the answer! And he didn't say the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says, Ikpid, he was very upset. And the Gemara goes on, they try to go ahead and say to him, listen, it's not so bad, the Torah is being learned. I'm makbid, not moichel, not soleach. There was once a big Jewish singer that said, someone copied my tape and he didn't pay for it and I'm not moichel, nothing. I'm not going to say who the Jewish singer was. It was a few years ago. You can find it on YouTube. If a guy says, I'm sorry, you should say, I accept. I don't understand the no mochel part. But here, no one can get him off. He said, I'm not mochel. So then Arthur comes into the Gemara. Probably your ancestor here. Arthur, listen very carefully. Al legabi Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. Check if you're related. Said Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. Kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe avdo. Ken tzivad Yehoshua. V'chein asa Yehoshua lo asir davar mekol sheziva Hashem et Moshe. So Moshe was Yehoshua was taught by Moshe was taught by God what to do as the leader of the Jewish people, how to pasken halachas, etc. And our dear Yehoshua did everything was told. V'chi al kol davar shamar Yehoshua. Haya omer lahem, kach amar li Moshe. What do you think? Every time Yehoshua opened his mouth and said, if you cook milchik in a fleishik pot, this is what you got to do. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu had gezukt. Every single time he opened his mouth, he said, I heard from Moshe my Rebbe. He said that. He would never finish. No one would ask him questions. I asked him a simple question, yes or no. There's always a preface. I once heard from Moshe when I was sitting in the tent eating man, that Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet Hey. Oh, by the way, that day the man, I wanted to take like ice cream and it did. Forget it. No one would ask him questions. Is that your question, Arthur?
Not about the taste of the man, because the man
yeah, but without the man, that was your question. Ayala Yehoshua Yoshev Edore Stam Vehakol Yodin Shetorato Shel Moshe. Everybody knows when Yehoshua opens his mouth, they know it belongs to Moshe. Moshe taught him. So says the Gemara. Af Rabbi Lazar Talmid Chai Yoshev Edore Stam. So, what's the big deal? Rabbi Lazar, the student of Rabbi Yochanan, is saying Torah, and everybody knows his Rebbe was Rabbi Yochanan. He doesn't have to say it on every Tom, Dick, and Harry coming out of his mouth. Right? No. Did it help? No. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Maccabi Kulehai. No. Why was he so makbid? And the Gemara quotes the famous, famous story. You all heard it. Everyone heard it. Once in his lifetime, when someone quotes someone that's dead, you always say, Siftotav Dovevot Bakever. His lips are moving in the grave. It's all based on this Gemara in Yevamos and Bechoros. I dafka learned it in Bechoros when I was learning Daf Yomi, and I saw a cross-reference to Yevamos. It's different rabbis, but it's the same sources. It says that David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Agura Ba'ohalecha Olamim. I want to live in your tent. In both worlds, olamim, plural. How can he live in both worlds? Either he's in this world or the next world. Says the Gemara, well, when he's in the next world and you quote something he said in this world, he's living in both worlds. As the Gemara says, and I quote, Kol tamit chacham shomim davar shmua mipiv ba'olam hazeh, siftotav dovavot bakever. And it quotes another source about wine, that it's like wine that moves, it's like the kebra's moving, because you're quoting a guy who's dead, you're quoting his Torah. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, is buried in Har HaMinuchot, right at the beginning there, and you quote a psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, say, you can eat Hershey's chocolate because company milk doesn't need to be supervised by a Jew. Ah, you're bringing wonderful, wonderful kavod, siftotav vavot bakever. He's talking. According to this Gemara, both in Yevamos as well as in Bechoros, is there a prohibition? Of course not. It doesn't say aser lav like the Tanchum and the Sifri. It says bad thing, Rav Elaz, Rav Yochanan, and our friend Rav Sheshet were makpid, and they quoted these beautiful psukim. It's the right thing to do. It's the appropriate thing to do, but no prohibition. You understand? Bad thing, but no prohibition. As I quoted last week in the name of my Rebbe, Rav Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, when someone asked him, can I copy a tape to a tape? Back in those years when he used to have tapes, and not, you know, go and buy one for 15 shekel, he said, you can, but you won't get the Kedoshim Tehiyut award. He was probably thinking of these two Gemaras. The Gemara doesn't say prohibition. All it says is it's a good thing, it's the right thing, it's an appropriate thing. Rabbis were offended by it. A good upright Jew would do it, but prohibition, it is not. Now let's see what's the halacha. Yeah.
The Torah has the daughter of Slavka mentioning their father who died his own sin. The Torah doesn't tell us who it is. Later in the Gemara, it mentions who this person is. Sometimes information is revealed. You're telling over a chiddush, and you don't want to attribute it because you're not sure it's going to go over well. You don't want to insult anyone. Later you find out that it's not a regular chiddush, and people say, oh, you're an idiot. And you say, thank God, I didn't mention who told it to me. So, to protect the innocent, so to speak, the Torah itself doesn't always reveal who it's talking about. They could have said...
But the notes of Chal were correct.
No, but they said, our father, Solovka, they didn't mention him on purpose.
They said, our father died. What's the problem?
Later blames them and said, you know, if the Torah wanted it to be known, they would have told us.
But the Torah did want it to be known, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to put it in the name of Benot Zalofchad. What are you saying? HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't live?
Is it one piece of stick? Maybe it's the man.
I don't know. The bottom line is, we see here,
revealed on purpose.
We see here, I'm not so sure it's true because the Torah does reveal it, but we see here, basically, two different sources. One source in the Sifri, in the Tanchuma, says robbery, either from a poor person or it's Asagas Gvul, prohibitions. The Gemara in Yevamos and Bechorah says bad thing, inappropriate. Rabbis were offended, but no prohibition involved. So let's see what the codes say. We'll go to the response of literature. There's four points of view. The Shut Machane Chaim. I didn't know the Shut Machane Chaim until preparing this year. Who's the Shut Machane Chaim? Rav Chaim Soifer. So if you ask me at 2 o'clock in the morning, who's Rav Chaim Soifer? I say he's from the wider Chassam Soifer family. Well, it turned out he fought like the Chassam Sofer, like he was very much against the Hasidim, because the Chassam Sofer said, Chadash Asur Min HaTorah, and the Hasidim with their strimals, that's a new thing. And he was very much against new things, but he's not related to the Chassam Sofer. He happens to be a son of Rav Mordechai Ephraim Sofer, who was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, but no relation. Now he writes the following story. HaSofer HaYadua Ganav Torah Techeirim V'Itlabesh Bo. The famous Sofer that writes Sifrei Torah, he put out articles, and he wore them. What do you mean he wore them? He goes on to explain this guy's a Sofer, a Sheichet, and he goes ahead and he writes articles in other people's names. And this is a funny one. He asks questions of Gedolei Yisrael, like he asks the question of Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Moshe Feinstein writes back, Lechrov harav ha-goyin ha-gadol ha-gibor ba-hanora marat kvodo ba-ba-bu-ba-bu. What does he do? He changes the name from great rabbi to his name. That's what he did. Beautiful. And the question he's dealing with here is, can you somech on his shechita? And can you somech on his safrus? Because maybe he's an absolute robber, and you can't. So, turn the page. We have four points of view. I'll go through them quickly. Number one, right side of the page, Derech Pikudecha. How many people heard of the book? The Derech Pikudecha was written by the Dinever Rebbe. You probably know him as the B'nei Yisaschar. The B'nei Yisaschar is a book on Parshios, like many Rabbeim put out, because that's the Torah they said at the Tish. I have to admit, I don't understand a word of it, because it's all Kabbalah and Kabbalistic, Hasidic. I don't understand. Him Bemakbil, as we say in Hebrew, he put out a book of Sefer HaMitzvot, like many did, like the Rambam did and others, and he liked them like the Sefer HaChinuch on the Seder of the Parshiyos. So you can well imagine what's the first mitzvah there. Probably Pruvavul, he goes through, and he conks out somewhere in Mishpatim. We don't know, either we lost it, or he just died and didn't continue it, or he just didn't continue it. But this is what he writes. This is already regular Torah, not Nistar. Afilu gnevat da'at asur, you're not allowed to go ahead and trick someone. Ki ha'da'at hu b'nefesh ha'adam asher nafsho yodat. When you go ahead and you say, Bruce, can I borrow your book? I'd like to read it. And what you do is you take it, you copy it, and you put it out in your name. That's called gnevat da'at. You put your soul into that book. You put your soul into writing it, and what does a guy do? He takes it and steals your soul. And part of this prohibition is to accept Torah from someone. And he goes on to say that if you take Torah from someone, it's like stealing a nefesh. In the Torah, what's stealing a nefesh? Stealing a soul. When you steal a slave from someone. He says the same thing here. A guy put his soul into a shear, he put his soul into an article, and you steal it from him, it's like stealing souls. Mamash gonev nefesh u'mecharo. Does everyone remember what the Torah says about that in Parshat Mishpatim? Gonev nefesh u'mecharo, mot yumat. Pretty heavy. Right side of the page. Little next. The Shutbach HaNechaim himself. He goes ahead, long tshuva. I try to put the punchline in here, but he basically says the following. He says, if you take someone else's Torah, you're a gazlan gamur. You're an absolute gazlan. But he puts in two caveats. Caveat number one, you're worse than a gazlan. Because see, a gazlan, if I take your cup of coffee, I can always return it. And if I sold it, I can always return the shovi, the money that it's worth. What are you supposed to do when you steal someone's Torah and you put out an article? How are you supposed to take it back? But you're going to put a disclaimer. Really, I stole the article? No one's going to do that. So not only is he a gazlan, he has no way to fix it. He's done the damage. Finished. He's a gazlan forever. But, caveat number two, it can only be with a Talmid Chacham. Because if a, as he says, I'll use his words, if a monkey, Ma'aretz, copies your Torah, he doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't know what he's doing. He has no hanah from it. He has no enjoyment. But a Talmid Chacham that takes your coherent Torah and copies it in his name, he's a ganav. So according to the Shut Machane Chaim, you're not stealing a soul. You're just a gazlan. I don't know if you want to be called robber. But you have to be a Talmid Chacham because you know what you're stealing and you're enjoying it. And there's no way to fix it. The damage is done. The Maram Shik. Everyone heard of the Maram Shik? Also Hungarian world. The Maram Shik comes and says, well, we know that we have a halacha that if you steal a shofar and you blow from it, you fulfilled your obligation. And we have a halacha with regard to Megillah that indeed if you heard Megillah reading from a stolen Megillah, also not so bad. Why? Lulav not. And that's the Yotze Min HaKlal Bemet. So why is it shofar? Yes, Megillah, yes. Why is it not a problem? He quotes a Gemara in Me'ilah, which everybody knows. Everybody knows the Gemara, right? Me'ilah, we all learn it. No, this Gemara we know. Kol umare vereyach ein bo mishum me'ilah. If you're walking past the Beis HaMikdash and you smell the meat of the korbanos, are you chayev me'ilah? Me'ilah means you're taking benefit from a holy korban? Ah, such good meat. Ah, smells delicious. The answer is no. What are you doing? What's kol umare vereyach? A smell? I'm walking. I'm smelling bread. Does anyone in the right mind think, oh my gosh, you're chayev in chametz if it's Pesach? So a guy that steals Torah, what's Torah? Torah's in the luft. Torah's in the air. It's written words. You're not stealing anything. Stealing means taking a phone, putting it in your pocket, and stealing it. Like it happened to me once at the airport. They actually caught the robber. I got the phone back, and I got awarded compensation. It's amazing. With the Israeli police, with all the terrorist attacks, they found my phone, and they found the robber. Well, that guy stole a phone. If I steal Torah, what am I stealing? I'm stealing words. What is that? So comes along the Shmaram Shik and said, it's not Gezel. What is it? Either it's Midvar Sheker Tirchak, stay away from lying, or Gneva Dat. So, just to reiterate, the Bnei Yisaschar says, it's Gonev Nefesh U'mecharo. The Machane Chayim says, if you're a Talmud Chacham, it's Mamish Gezela. And our friend the Maharam Shik says, it's either Gneva Dat, or it's Midvar Sheker Tirchak, you're lying. You're putting an article out in your name, even though you know you didn't write it. Finally, the Machane Chaim says, I have a descending point of view. You remember the Sifri that says, wherever it says, what Rabbi Elazar says in the name of Rabbi Yoshua, and what Rabbi Yoshua says in the name of Rabbi Elazar, is chayav in lo tasig gvul re'acha she'gavlu rishonim hasagas gvul. He has a chiddush here, whopper chiddush. He says, that Sifri is only about Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshua. Why? Because what happened to Rabbi Elazar? Everybody remember? Rabbi Eliezer became a shmuti. They put him in cheirim. So if you go ahead and you say, Rabbi Elazar says you can take a shower on Yom Tov, and Rabbi Yoshua says you can't, so everyone's going to say, we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer because he's in cheirim. We paskin like Rabbi Yoshua. What did you just do? You just distorted the halacha. Correct? Give you another example. Rabbi who's in jail. Say a chief rabbi. For example, he's in jail. And he says you're allowed to fake out the Beis Din with conversions. Excuse me. He said you're not allowed to fake out the Beis Din with conversions. And a rabbi that's not in jail, a good Talmid Chacham, says you can. It happens to be opposite. Who are you going to paskin like? The one that's not in jail. What did you just do? You just paskin the wrong halacha. There's ramifications. But if you just happen to say something and not in someone's name, there's no nafkamina. So Yoshua wrote the article. You change Yoshua from Moshe. There's no nafkamina. The article remains the article. The Torah remains the Torah. You just put the wrong name. But if there's a nafkamina, because if the article is written by chief rabbi who's in jail, you're going to say, whatever he says, I'm going to do the opposite. Then there's a nafkamina. So therefore, the Sifri Dafka used Rav Eliezer's name. That's a whopper chiddush. Having said that, the Machane Nechaim says, don't think you're off the hook. He says, with the greatest respect, yes, it's not a lav, but he doesn't exactly say it's okay. He says, the Sifri, it's not a sakas gvul. I got it. But what did the Machane Nechaim say? We said it earlier, you're a Goslin. So to reiterate, the Bavli, Yevamos, Becharos doesn't say it's an Isser. It says it's wrong. It's inappropriate. You're preventing Geula perhaps from the world. That's not in the Gemara. It's rather in the Medrash. But to Midrashim, Tanchu ben Sifri says either you're a Goslem or a Sakas Gvul. Either you're a Goslem from a poor person or a Sakas Gvul. La Halacha. Either you're Gonev Nefesh or Mecharo. That's the opinion of the Bnei Yisachar because you put your soul into it. Or you're a goslin if you're a Talmid Chacham and there's no way to fix it. Damage is done. Or it's Neva Das or Midvar Sheker. The only, I put it on the left side way to say maybe it's okay, is the Machane Chaim that said if there's no Nafkamina, what do you care? If Moshe's name is switched with Yoshua's name, no big deal. Okay, big deal. But the Rov Rubam Shalaposkim, not just in this year, but I looked it up, say either inappropriate to Gezela. So I want to be an appropriate Jew, and I don't want to be a Paul robber. I would suggest to everyone from the bottom of my heart, if you hear someone in someone's name, say it in his name. You'll bring not only redemption to the world, you won't be a goslan, you won't be pasul le'edus to sign a ketubah or whatnot. And God forbid, listen to this, tonight Bruce is marrying off a daughter, he goes to the wedding, they sign the ketubah, or more importantly, the ring under the chuppah, and a guy gets up there, a guy who stole an article from someone else, and Bruce is going to go nuts all night saying, maybe my daughter's not married because one of the two Aiden was puzzled. Why was he puzzled? Because he's a robber. Maybe yes, maybe not. We saw different sources. He won't sleep for days. You want to put Bruce through that? No. Anyone? No. Therefore, everyone in this room, if you hear something in someone's name, say it in his name, and I promise you from the bottom of my heart, the people listening would say, wow, this guy did his research. Kol hakavod.